the man who fed the world. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox, the man known as a champion of high-yield crop varieties that help fight hunger in developing nations, will forever be remembered. USDA Susan Carter reports.
He was a man of peace and agricultural self-sufficiency.
We're going to teach you to be rebels with science and technology, not with guns and daggers.
Father of the Green Revolution, Dr. Norman Borlaug, passed away Saturday, September 12th in Dallas, Texas, from complications of cancer.
You never know what doors of opportunity are going to open to you.
The Nobel Peace Prize winner and recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom and the Congressional Gold Medal dedicated his life to eradicating world hunger.
My first course of study was forestry, and one of my major professors, when I was trying to go into graduate school, he said, look, you better study more generally in genetics and plant breeding and plant pathology on general crops. And so I did.
His system of plant breeding and crop management yielded huge harvests, saving millions of lives and inspiring thousands to dedicate their lives to doing the same. The well-read Borlaug bred wheat, rice, and other crops that brought agricultural self-sufficiency to developing countries around the world.
I say to all of you, study broadly. Read, read, read.
Borlaug's January 2008 message was one of the many that he bestowed upon his vast listeners, most of whom were Norman Borlaug Fellows. After receiving the Nobel Peace Prize for making the breakthrough achievement in wheat production, which saved India and Pakistan from massive starvation, Borlaug was on a mission to recognize the extensive work of others in the agricultural realm. Secretary Vilsack said of Borlaug that he was simply one of the world's best and will be missed. For USDA Radio, Susan Carter, Washington, D.C.
The man who fed the world, Dr. Norman Borlaug. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.